Paul could very well have centered his preaching in philosophy. He could have centered his preaching in New Testament law. He could have centered his preaching on the prophets. He could have centered his preaching around Jewish traditions and practices. Oh, praise God, he could have centered his preaching around a man, social gospel as an answer to the social problems of his society in that day. The Apostle Paul could have done those things because he was a very learned man. Amen. He was a scholar, but he chose to preach about Jesus and him crucified. And his preaching about the cross of Christ and the crucifixion of Christ blessed his preaching. Praise God. You see, there are those who say, just preach Jesus. I used to be one of those folk, y'all. I used to be that. I used to tell, in fact, I think I've told Rem Phillip that. I told Rem Phillip, you're going to church to preach, just preach Jesus. But I had to change that thought process. Because if a preacher just goes and preach Jesus, praise God. In other words, just tell somebody about Jesus. Just tell him that he was a good man. Just tell him, praise God, that the things that he did, praise God. I believe, amen, that he is cutting Jesus short. Praise God, because if you go and just preach Jesus, I need to tell you something, praise God. The devil believes in Jesus. He believes in him, and the Bible tells us that he trembles. Praise God, but when you leave out the death, the burial, and the resurrection, I'm talking about the cross. I believe that you shortchange Jesus. And your preaching, praise God, it is not as important. In fact, it's a lot important. In other words, it doesn't mean anything. Praise God. So we must preach the cross. So as we look at this text, and as we prepare our hearts today to partake in our Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. Praise God, we are here today to remember the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And those things came by way of the cross. Praise God. So let me share with you this morning some of the reasons why I preach the cross. I can't speak for no other preacher. I can't speak for no other teacher. But let me share with you why I preach the cross. First of all, I preach the cross out of gratitude. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. The pastor preaches the cross out of gratitude. You see, Jesus did something for me that no other man could ever have done. Oh, yeah. See, that was the story of a man who had skin cancer, praise God, and he found a doctor who was able to eradicate that condition. Amen. This man did everything that he could. Amen. To tell whoever that would listen to him about this surgeon who delicately removed this malignant growth from his face, and how he was free of its terror. He would say to people that he met, he would ask them, do you have cancer? Do you know anyone who has a cancer? He said, because if you do, I know a surgeon. Oh man, I'm going somewhere. He said, I know a surgeon. Praise God, who can make that person well. And then I have to ask this question, what if this person, can you imagine the type of person that would be who knows a surgeon who can cure a disease, and he or she wouldn't tell anybody about it? What would you think of that person? Well, Christ, through his death on the cross, has provided a remedy for a disease, praise God, that is far worse than cancer. No surgeon can remove, praise God, this malignancy. It is humanly incurable. Now, just in case you're wondering what disease I'm talking about, I'm talking about that disease that's called S-I-N. Praise God. You see, the outcome of this disease, I'm talking about S-I-N, is not cured, praise God, in death. Praise God. Not only in death, because this disease not only kills the body, but it also kills the soul. And praise God, and I would be remiss in my preaching if I would not tell men, women, boys, and girls, praise God, that I know a man who can cure you of the most dreaded disease that's known to man. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, when I look at it so out of gratitude, man, I got to tell you, out of gratitude, I have to preach the cross. Hey man, another reason why I have to preach the cross is that because preaching the cross never grows old. Oh Lord, hallelujah. Hey, turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, preaching the cross will never grow old. You see, I've heard some people accuse preachers, especially us Baptist preachers. Praise God, every time we get ready to close, amen, every time we preach, praise God, we go to the cross. And they sit down. Sometimes some of them say, well, you know, you guys ought to preach something fresh. Amen. I won't tell them there's nothing any more fresher. Nothing more fresher than the cross. Amen. When you look at it and when you read, praise God, about the cross, all of the gospel writers write about it. You could read about the cross very quickly. Praise God, you may read the account of this cross. Praise God, you may even be able to memorize some of the scriptures. And you may become familiar with the context, praise God, of the Bible. Yet, each time you read the scripture. I'm here to tell you that your heart, if your heart is open to the illumination of the Holy Spirit, praise God, some new truth is going to leap out, praise God, and inspire you about what it is that you are reading, so that, Sister Johnson, you can have that application that we were talking about this morning, so that that application can be revealed, praise God, even through your life. You read verse 18 again, because I don't think some people caught it. He said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is in fact the power of God. You see, the fact that the preaching of the cross is the power of God lets me know that it will never grow old. Oh my God. I got to emphasize that. It will never grow old. Amen. Because no other message on earth, praise God, can reconcile men to God and put them under his daily care. No other message on earth can give men the perfect assurance of God's daily love and care, and of living eternally with God. No other message has changed lives and is still changing lives, praise God, like the message of the cross. No other message has revolutionized society, communities, and families like the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, the cross of Christ is in fact the power of God to save men. And this, my brothers and my sisters, it will never, praise God, grow. Yes, Lord. It is just as fresh now when it saved me back in February 1979 as it was when it saved the Apostle Paul over 2,000 years ago on the road on his way to Damascus. Reverend Philip, it is just as good to you, just as fresh to you when it saved you as it was when it saved a young minister by the name of Timothy. Praise God. What am I trying to tell us this morning? Amen. That this message of the cross, it will never grow old. Y'all want to know some things that grow old? My suit grow old. Shoes grow old. Hats grow old. Houses grow old. Cars grow old. Plumbing systems grow old. Praise God. But let me tell you something. The message of the cross, it will never grow old. Amen. So that's the reason why I preach it. Because I never know who's going to walk through that door. I never know who's going to come through that door that's going to need salvation. Praise God. And I know that it is the word of God. Praise God. That's going to make a change in their lives. And that message, just as new and just as, you see, my Christian life, in my Christian life, I have had the opportunity to sit at the bedside of many loved ones who have died. I've had the opportunity, praise God, to attend a funeral service of many family members and friends who gone home to be with the Lord. Oh, we were there yesterday. Praise God. And I remember quite vividly one summer I attended the funeral of one of my former JROTC cadets who drowned while trying to save a friend's life. The mother only had two boys. This one was called Hoss. Great kid. Joined the United States Army National Guard to fight for his country. But Hoss had a friend who had fallen over in a dam, and he, without hesitation, jumped in the dam to save his friend. And as a result, both of them drowned. I attended that funeral, praise God, and someone got up and said, "Why would God take such a good son at this early age?" Because this mother only had two boys. And I'll never forget when we were getting ready to go to the cemetery. Praise God, I still remember those words today, because they allowed that mother to stand up and say something about her son. You wanna know what she said? She said this, she said, "Yes, my son was a good boy. And yes, he was young. But," she said, "that God gave his only son on a hill called Calvary. And she found comfort in those exact words, that Jesus Christ too had given his life on a cross on a hill called Calvary." Finally, and as I get ready to close, I said I wasn't gonna be long. Praise God. I preached the cross because it is the only means of salvation from our sins. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, preaching of the cross is the only means of salvation from your sins." You see, the night before Jesus died on the cross, Matthew records these words. And Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, "And he prayed, 'O Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me.'" In other words, he said, if there be any other possible means by which people may be saved from their sins, then let this bitter cup of crucifixion pass from me. But praise God, he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but that thine will be done." And Father, we find that God answered, praise God, that prayer on the next day. Praise God, when he allowed his only begotten son to be whipped all night long, to be spat upon in his face, to be stripped of his clothes, and to be led up a hill called Calvary. He answered that prayer when he allowed his hands to be nailed to that cross. He answered that prayer when he allowed them to pierce him in his side. He answered that prayer when he allowed his son to stay on that cross and to declare that it is finished. Oh yeah, he answered that prayer. Praise God, when he placed him in a borrowed grave. He answered that prayer when he allowed him to stay there 3 days and three nights in that grave. He answered that prayer, sure enough, praise God, when early one Sunday morning, he allowed him to get up out of that grave. Praise God, and to declare that I got all power in my hand. I got to tell you, there is something about the cross. There is something about the cross. And as I close here this morning, there was a story, and this is a true story. There was a young man, a young boy, who had wandered away from his parents over in London, England. Praise God, and you know how foggy it gets in London. And praise God, this young boy was wandering, and there was a policeman who found him. And he said, son, what in the world are you doing out here in all of this fog, in all of this darkness? Praise God, the young man said, I've gotten away from my parents, and I don't know where in the world I am. But over in London, there is a place. It's called the Charing Cross. Charing Cross. And it is known by the locals over there in London simply as the cross. And so the policeman asked this young man, he said, is there any kind of way you will be able to find your way home? In other words, if there is any kind of monument, if there's any kind of building that if we can orient you to, that will get you to your house. And when the policeman said that, they tell me a smile came across his face. He said, there is a place that's called the cross. And if you could get me to the cross, I'll be able to find my way home. Let me tell you this morning, I preach the cross because it's the only means of salvation from our sins. And the reason I know it, because it was at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away. It was there by faith. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I'm happy all the way. At the cross, where I first. Lord, if it had not been, I say it again, if it had not been for the cross, there is no telling. And no telling what his nappy head boy be. Praise God, but thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for the preachers who preach the cross. Thank God for the preachers who don't worry about what those naysayers say. You continue to preach the cross of Jesus Christ. Because I stand here as a witness today that if it had not been for the cross, no telling where I would be. That's why I preach the cross. That's why I will continue to preach the cross. Praise God, because the cross means that much to me. Amen. Amen. You want to make me glad. Praise God. Stop talking about the cross. Oh, I know it was cruel. I know it was bad when they beat him. I know it was bad to have somebody to spit on you. I know it was bad to have a crown with 72 thorns thrust upon your head. I know how bad it was to have somebody to drive nails through his hand and then to pierce him in his side. But guess what? If it had not been for that, I'd still be lost in my sin. It's the cross. It's the cross. There might be somebody here today. You have not given your life to Jesus Christ. You have not had that cross experience. You have not had that cross experience. You can have that cross experience today. You can come to know why this cross was so vitally important. Where I first saw the light, is that one? It was there I received, and you want to be happy? Come on to the cross. Oh, at the cross, at where I first and the burden rolled away. It was there I received my sight. And now, oh, one more time, oh, at the cross, at where I first saw the light, and the burden rolled away, it was there. And now I am happy all the day.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Tina Alexandria, 88.1.
You're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstrong.